The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. As I'm sure you've heard, frogs and amphibians from all over the world have been hit hard by the deadly chytrid fungus in recent years. Worse yet, a new study finds that it's the rarer species that fare worst in the face of the fungal onslaught. Herpetologists think that some rare species disappear before they can even be discovered. It could be that more abundant species that are present at several sites enjoy a certain safety in numbers. But that will only protect them for so long. The fungus is persistent in soils once it enters an area, constantly threatening the local amphibian population. Scientists don't fully understand how the fungus kills off the frogs, though it's thought to perhaps clog up their skin, effectively suffocating them. It's thought that the chytrid fungus has been around for years, but that the frogs are becoming more susceptible to infection as a result of decreased immunity. Studies in recent years have found that the fungus is able to reproduce sexually, making it even more of a threat to the frogs of the world. Today, herpetologists are going to extreme lengths to try to scoop up specimens of rare species to attempt to keep them fungus-free and to breed them in captivity and keep them from going extinct.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.